we had enough. We soon got to where we were getting cobs enough to burn.
Burn corn cobs.
Mm-hmm. Wow. At that time, the corn was picked and the ears were picked, and then after they were piled up in the spring, well, then they would have a sheller come and shell out, take the corn off, and you had a pile of cobs. Generally, there was enough corn within the area around it to find somebody that had some cobs to spare. And we burned cobs and coal. Summertime, I'd use where you just wanted a quick fire and not too much of it. But we burned cobs if we could. Wood was scarce at that time for us. Now there's many dead trees that you could all really want. I burn wood. I got a wood stove. I burn for Winterfield a big lot, although I do have the LP gas and furnace to fall back to for cooking and water heater and such like. I just enjoy burning the wood stove, and it's economical. Mm-hmm. My brother up there, my son up there in Denver, he has a neighbor that works in a lumber mill, and they make rafters for these wide buildings up to 72 feet wide. Mm-hmm. Extended. And your lumber, when you buy it, it's all in 2 foot measurements, you know, 10, 12, 14, like that. And anything under 2 feet, you can't use it. You just, from time to time, and two or three times in the winter time, you bring your pickup load or trailer load. Nice clean 2x4s. Just nice stove length anywhere up to that long, you know. Maybe only this long. Sometimes they're square cut, sometimes angle cut. That makes a difference. All clean, nice lumber. That's what I burn through, as a rule. And then my daughter and her husband from northeastern Nebraska, when they come, occasionally they have a horse trailer that they can load and pull behind a pickup. They bring a bunch of wood, all, sometimes it's all cut, sometimes it's partly cut and finished cut when they get to my place.